I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Crime novelist Henning Mankell is well known for his Kurt Wallander detective mysteries. For our geo-quiz, we asked you to name the small village in Sweden where Mankell grew up. The answer is Sveg, S-V-E-G. Mankell's newest book is set nearby. It's called The Man from Beijing. As we hear in this reading by Mankell, the story begins with a wolf finding its way into a crime scene.
In the early morning of January 13th, the wolf reaches Hirsjövallen, a tiny village south of a lake in Hälsingland. He pauses and sniffs the air. He detects the smell of blood. He looks around. There are people living in the houses, but no smoke rising from the chimneys. His sharp ears can't detect the slightest sound.
And that's just the beginning. A brutal crime scene is revealed as the story unfolds. Can't help but ask what it is about murders and criminal investigations that seem to fascinate you.
I think that it fascinates me, as it fascinates a lot of people around the world, and furthermore, as it has been fascinating people for thousands of years. Now, there are some people that believe that this kind of, let's call it crime fiction, is something rather new. But if you go way back to the ancient Greek playwrights, what did they write about? Take a play like Medea. It is about a woman who kills her two children because of jealousy. Now, if that is not a crime story, I don't know what a crime story is. The difference is that at that time in the Greek society, there were no police officers. So, but if it had been, even at that time, some kind of police corps, I'm quite sure it would have been also police officers in the play. It is one of the oldest genres that exists in literature to use the crime as a mirror of society and contradictions in society. That is why it interests me, and that is why it interests you.
One of the other things that seems to be what you're probing a lot in your writing is modern Swedish society in a way. And I read a quote of you saying that about 20 years ago, something changed in Sweden. Crime moved into rural areas. What was it exactly that changed 20 years ago that brought more crime to these remote areas?
I think that this is a quotation that maybe is a little beheaded. I think I said a little more than that. What I really think is possible to say that some 20 to 30 years ago, you didn't have, for example, to go to the big cities to buy the drugs you wanted eventually. You could also buy it in the smaller cities. And that also brought any kind of crime that before had been in the big cities now went everywhere. And that, I think, also made quite a challenge for the police corps in Sweden to try to deal with this. And this is one of the subtexts, sub-themes in my novels, to talk about these difficulties.
Do people in Sweden think about that themselves much, or is your writing sort of prompting them to confront this harsh reality?
I think that very many of my readers has understood quite clearly that one of the themes in all the things I write is a discussion about the connection between the system of justice and democracy. The fact that if the system of justice doesn't work, the democracy will fall. It's as simple as that. So therefore, it is of a huge importance that we always discuss whether the system of justice is working or not.
What was it that you were hoping to accomplish with this particular story, The Man from Beijing?
Normally, it's very difficult to explain exactly when you start to decide I'm going to write a book about a certain thing. But in this case, I can really say when it was. And it is about 10 years ago. Mozambique is a very poor country. And then we heard that the Chinese government had offered the government of Mozambique to construct a new Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Okay, wonderful. But then they started to construct, and then there were rumors that Chinese foremen were treating the African workers badly. And then we also heard that some of these Chinese foremen did beat the African workers. And when I heard that, and I said, is it so that it might be that the Chinese have some kind of colonial aspirations in going into Africa, then we have to be careful. We have to watch this very critically. And that was the starting point for this book.
And what you have seen sort of play out in the last 10 years or so, has that just supported your theory?
I really think that in the novel, I wanted to say that nothing is completely clear what will happen, because obviously there is also a good side that China gets into Africa, because China is a superpower of the world. And the Chinese now know that people are looking critically on what they are doing there, so they are maybe a little more careful with what they are doing.
Henning Mankell, your latest book is The Man from Beijing, and the latest episodes of your Wallander detective stories air this fall on the Masterpiece Mystery series on PBS. Thank you for stopping by. Great.
Thank you.